Okay. In our second lecture tonight, we come to what I've called the central teachings of the Bible with regard to the last things. And here I want to talk about what I think is a really important issue to talk about with regard to last things, especially with regard to how heated and pugnacious sometimes debates can get over the doctrine of last things. I want to talk about the importance of understanding the difference between the central and the peripheral in last things. Just think about this. In the previous lectures, we've talked about disagreements over the tribulation and the millennium. And what I'm asserting here, and what I hope to show, is that such disagreements over the tribulation and millennium do not place one outside orthodoxy or the Christian tradition. Some people, at least some people, to think that, you know, everything about eschatology is optional, that there's no orthodox core that you have to believe in eschatology. I don't think that's true. That's really the point of this lecture. So is last things really completely optional? Some discussions about prophecy, of course, do have little to do with the scriptures. I remember interminable discussions in my home growing up about America and prophecy, and hearing and reading any number of things about that. Or the really important question was, what nationality was the Antichrist? Was he Jewish? Was he Syrian? Was he Assyrian? Well, you smile, but I remember conversations about this many times. Some arguments about prophecy, however, do involve important issues. Now, this is difficult for some people to think, but I think it's important to think this way. Some arguments about prophecy involve important issues, but they are still arguments among Christians. The relation of the second coming to the tribulation, I think, is an important issue, but Christians may disagree about it. The relation of the second coming to the millennium. Again, I think that's a discussion worth having. I think the books written about it are not gigantic waste of time. I think they're important studies on that subject, and it's important for a Christian to know what he thinks about these things. Some prophetic issues, I'm going to assert, are at the core of the Christian tradition. Things like the second coming, the judgment, the resurrection, I will assert in this lecture and argue in this lecture that they are at the core of the Christian tradition. In fact, you are not orthodox, you are heretical if you don't hold the right views about these things. So you see, some things are completely out there, some things are important, but arguments among Christians, some things are, well, they're non-negotiable orthodoxy, okay? How can we prove this? Well, we begin by realizing a simple truth. Would you agree with this? Everything the Bible teaches is important. Anyone want to deny that? But would you also agree that not everything the Bible teaches is equally vital to the Christian faith? Would you agree with that? For instance, the Old Testament teaches very clearly that there was a giant that had 24 digits, 6 toes on each foot and 6 fingers on each hand. That is a biblical truth. The Bible also teaches that Jesus is the eternal Son of God. That is a biblical truth. But is anybody here not able to distinguish which one of those two truths is more central and which more peripheral? Even though they're both biblical truths, right? The Bible teaches this. So here's an interesting fact. Despite all the different tribulational and millennial views, what doctrine do all the different views of the tribulation and millennium have in common? What do they all equally assume to be true? Well, think about that. What do pre-tribulationists and post-tribulationists agree about? What do premillennialists, amillennialists, and postmillennialists all agree about? They all agree that Jesus is coming back. They may disagree about a lot of things, and these disagreements may be important, but they are not a matter of Christian orthodoxy. You see the point? So the very disagreements point us to some non-negotiable core doctrines. the doctrine of the literal second coming of Christ. So this is a core truth, and I will argue a central doctrine of eschatology. Now, maybe you're having a little difficult time distinguishing all the distinctions here, so take a look at that. The central and the peripheral in Christian doctrine. The peripheral, okay, well, there are some things that are not even in the circle, and really are not biblical discussions at all, are, quite frankly, from my point of view, a waste of time. American prophecy and the nationality of the Antichrist. Then there are some peripheral Christian truths that are arguments worth having, but they're not a matter of core Christian doctrine, the tribulation and the millennium. And then there are the central issues, the second coming, the resurrection, and judgment. And so, you see, what I'm talking about is the things that are out there and are just a waste of time, the things that are peripheral teachings of the Word of God, and the things that are central teachings of the Word of God. It's important to be able to make these distinctions. And what I'm asserting is at the core of Christian orthodoxy, at the core of the Christian faith itself, are eschatological doctrines